For millennium, people have tried to understand their own
Latrine,
nature.
you are muted.
For millennium, people have tried to understand their own nature, have tried to find the key to their own existence. They have found ways to connect with and to express the infinite nature, the divine nature of their being. In order to do this, they have turned to the five senses to be able to access divinity. The five senses give access of consciousness through the body to external world, but they also give access to the internal world through the eyes, through sight, inner sight, through sound, using sound to bring the mind deeper, to change frequency. Touch, feel, to feel the infinite, to feel the presence, to feel the higher frequency. All the senses are used in this way, not only for access of consciousness to the body, through the body to the external world, but access of consciousness to the self within. Because consciousness is rooted in a nervous system, a brain, a nervous system, and a physical body through the interface of the subtle body with spirit. Consciousness utilizes this physical form to, and the nervous system to access subtler layers of being, stratums of higher frequency. So there are frequency levels, and the material is the most solid frequency dominated by the earth element. It embodies the physical world. But the frequency goes more and more subtle until finally it is completely subtle. So there are different layers of frequency, and they are associated with the vibratory frequency of the five elements in their pure form, not in their mixed form. But in their pure form, each element has a different frequency, a different rate of vibratory frequency. And in the subtlest sphere, the frequency begins to be much more subtle. The waves change to a subtler and subtler form until they begin to even out. And so, as mind grows in magnitude through the stimulation of these different layers of being, the frequency changes. The body and the nervous system reflect this frequency change. when there is the subtlest frequencies, the very cell, as these frequencies change, the very nature of the physical form can be transformed. The body appears to be the same, but its composition changes on a subtle realm level. The frequency in which the physical form exists can be dominated by earth, water, fire, or luminosity, air, subtlety of wave, and ether, spaciousness. As the wavelength changes, the frequency of the cells is stimulated into change. If there is long exposure to subtle states of being, to the bliss of Ananda, to the higher koshas, then the actual cellular structure of the body begins to alter. With all of these alterations comes a change in the way the energy flows through the nadis in the subtle body and the way it expresses in the physical body. Thus, hand movements change. When they are very talkative and so on, and the mudras, the movements of the hands are very quick and very crude. When the subtle energy flows through the channels and out through the hands, the feet, the chakras in these begin to vibrate, and out of them flows energy. When energy flows out of the subtle channels in the body, through these subtle chakras in the hands and feet, they are called mudras. So mudra cannot take place when the mind is crudified. If the frequency of the mind is material, dominated by the earth element, the hands may move, but there is no mudra. When the movements of hands are simply movements of hands, positioning of hands, they are not mudras. When the subtle vibratory frequency moves through the chakras in the hands and the feet and flows into the atmosphere, those movements of the hands become mudras, and they express the flow of energy. Hand movements in general will reflect the mental state, the thoughts, the energies in the body-mind structure. But if they only reflect the earth element and the material, or even the flowing of the movement of the sensual energies of the body, they are in the water element, they are not mudra. When they reflect the luminosity of being, they begin to form a different frequency of energy. And by the time they reflect the heart center and the love of the heart, they begin to form stronger energies. And when they reflect the inner voice, the inner truth, they still more subtle flow is there in the energy. And so, according to the frequency of the vibratory rate which is flowing through the subtle channels and the chakras in the heart, in the hands, in the feet. The movements of the body and the movements of the hands, the movements of the feet, they will all bring vital light into the world. Then they will move in accordance with that energy, and they will make mudra. So when you see the different forms, you must think, what is the vibratory flow of energy happening in these different mudras? For example, why is this associated with meditation? This circle between the energies in this. When meditating, you may find that different flows are there to bring different energies, depending upon the flow and the chakras impacted and the subtlety of the flow of energy, you may find your hands doing different movements because the energy is flowing through the nadis into the chakras in the hands, and in each finger the nadis flow out. They flow out energy through the fingers and they coalesce in the chakra in the center of the hand. And so thus the fingers move, making the vibratory frequency between certain flows, and the central chakra in the hand, you may find the fingers bending. You may find different movements occurring. And this is the opening of channels and the closing of the loop of these channels. And the opening of this movement in this chakra through these fingers and in through these. So there is a science to this, but it is not done through reasoning of the mind. It is not done through any rational intellect. Mudra flows from vital, subtle energy when the frequency in the body-mind structure alters to a subtler frequency, and that frequency is expressed through the hands, through the feet, through all the movements of the body. Some will form mudras of different natures, and others will find that their body moves in a vibration of a dance, and they feel this dance throughout their physical form. And they may get up and perform the most beautiful dance, not for anyone, but for the grace of God. Also, through the voice, beautiful song comes out. Song that resonates in the hearts of other people, and they feel the Kundalini chakra energy rising because the energy of the song, the energy of the chant is so vibratory from the frequency of the singer and the subtlety of the tones used. So this way, again, through the voice, divine is expressed. Through the mudra and the hands and the body and the dance, divine is expressed. And likewise, sound is used to move the frequency of the mind to a subtler level. Sound that is inherently at a frequency, a tone, a resonance which will open the mind to a subtler frequency, and the mind begins to resonate with the sound and then is elevated. So sound is used in this way. Intonation, chanting, japa, and the sounds of subtle instruments are used, or the bowls are used, to try to imitate this subtle frequency. But in order for that to happen, those using the instruments, those making the sounds of the voice, need to feel their resonance with the divine. And you will find that the true great bhajan singers, they will, when they are singing, when they are composing, they are lost in divine rapture. And it comes through the tone of the music, it comes through the sound of the voice, and everyone is enthralled because they are expressing that subtler wave of frequency dominated by the higher koshas of the mind, the subtler waves of manifestation, and to the pure non-manifest. But when it becomes so subtle, then there is no sound. There is no wave. It is just pure. And all can feel. So when the great masters walk the earth, it is a great blessing for human beings, because out of them emanates this vibratory frequency in which their, not only their minds, but their bodies resonate. You wonder, how is it the masters need so little sleep? They can do so much. Because they are not running on physical energy. Their vibration, their energy source is not material. It is not just the food. It is the light of the infinite, that frequency. The body has become more subtle and is absorbing this energy from divine. And thus the body operates in a miraculous way to the physical perception. Because the nectar of the gods, the amrit, flows in the body, and the frequency of the cellular structures and the way they are operating changes to accommodate the higher frequency of awareness, of consciousness. As consciousness resumes a more subtle resonance. And thus, in the presence of such masters, people feel the vibratory change. They feel the alteration because the very cellular structure of the physical form is changed, and the area around such a master will actually be altered. And people who come into that altered area will feel the alteration in their own body and mind, in their nervous system, and they will feel bliss, unless their mind is very is more densely concentrated, it will resist the bliss. But for those whose minds are open, they will feel the bliss. And from the subtle expression, the mudra occurs. So mudra is a hand movement But not all hand movements are mudras. You talk with your hands, and depending on your cultural background, you talk more and more with your hands. But when the God Self, when the infinite flow of divine grace and love is pouring through the body and the nadis, and it moves in a way down through the body and into the heart center, and then out into the hands and into the subtle chakras in the hands. It moves down through the body and out through the soles of the feet, through the center of the foot, where these chakras lie, and it expresses in the world. And it also alters the larger aura, the larger subtle body of a living being. And so the change in frequency around the masters is felt, and the mudras focus that frequency through these chakras and through the fingers and the thumb. They all have energy moving through them. This, it comes down from the divine, flowing through the sweet nectar and into the heart, out through the hands and the feet. So the earth is blessed by the absorption of the sadhaka in the grace of the divine. The more you do subtle meditation, bringing your mind to the divine and your heart to the divine, you change the frequency on the very planet on which you live. It is the greatest service you can do. And that frequency change is often felt as love. Sat Chit Ananda. It is bliss and it is love. And it holds great peace. Are there questions?
Yes, is it correct that the five fingers of the hand correspond to the first five chakras, with the Muladhara chakra being connected to the thumb?
No, it is not correct. The subtle airs control the movements in the chakras. The nadis move prana, or subtle energy, through the body. The quality of that subtle energy can alter depending on the frequency in which the mind-body complex is operating. The organs in the body are affected by different flows and associated with different nadis. The mula and muladhara are connected. Mula is the guru chakra. Muladhara in the root chakra. They are connected. There is a flow between an energy movement around from consciousness to physicality, and again, from physicality to consciousness, to pure being. But there is no direct correlation to the chakras with the fingers of the hands. They express rather subtle air's subtle flows, related mostly in the physical body to the different organ systems. But in the subtle body, they move and connect vital flows of prana. The connection between the spiritual heart and the palms of the hands and the soles of the feet is direct. And when it spreads out, it is direct. And it is associated with Sahasrara chakra and the spiritual heart, Hridaya. All right?
Yes, thank you.
Is there more?
Well, I have a question. You talked about the subtle energy affecting the cellular structure. Is this similar to your concept of rapid evolution?
Yes. Rapid evolution occurs when there is significant exposure to a different frequency. And evolution occurs not only on the individual plane, but also on the collective plane. There can be, with the planetary shifts, galactic shifts in energy fields, the movement of ages, movements within the mind of the cosmos. Ages change. Evolution alters the actual frequency of the earth, and all living beings upon it shifts. There is a dramatic change. And as a result, even physical structures and the nature of those physical structures can begin to alter. But what really alters is the cellular structures, the subtle atomic structures, the nature of the atomic structures and the molecular structures begin to change as the frequency alters in which they are vibrating. Does it make sense?
Yes, thank you.
This can happen individually, collectively, within a group, or in the entire planet, or even in the solar system. This girl is asking about the Mandela effect and people noticing change as if there is a sudden shift. What was appears to be different than what is. This is due to dimensional alterations in the time-space continuum caused by fluctuation in the cosmos, appearing to alter the reality that surrounds people. You are time in a period of shift and change in dimensional frequency. The cosmic order is altering. The cosmic dimensional frequency is changing. The earth itself is evolving a higher level of conscious awareness. In this evolution, there are dimensional shifts, alterations, which cause some discrepancies in the time-space continuum and the perceived reality. Remember, this world is a mental projection of the infinite consciousness of being, a dream in the mind of the dreamer. There is no solidity. It is a dream. All right. Namaskar.